First to another big city with big challenges, that's Philadelphia. It has the highest murder rate among the five largest cities last year. It's on pace to stay at the top again this year. This has reignited debate in Pennsylvania about gun control. But state politics are often dominated by rural interests. It's hard to tell if Philadelphia's voice is going to be heard. Jen Rehill from Public Radio Capital News reports from Harrisburg.
So far, there have been 375 murders in Philadelphia this year. The situation is seen as so dire that the city's police commissioner has organized citizen patrols in the most troubled neighborhoods. Democratic Governor Ed Rendell is the leading proponent of new gun laws. He used to be Philly's mayor and says measures designed to stop illegal gun trafficking are the only way to curtail the killings.
A high percentage of crime guns, guns used to rob, to maim, and to kill, were purchased by someone other than the actor. We have a problem.
Rendell and his allies want three major changes to Pennsylvania law: a limit on handgun purchases to one per month, mandatory reporting of lost and stolen firearms, and permitting municipalities to enact tougher local regulations. The governor tries not to focus too much on the city's crime problems. He may be afraid that anti-Philadelphia sentiment will further polarize the issues in an assembly dominated by rural lawmakers proud of the state's gun heritage. State Representative John Pallone, a Democrat from the Pittsburgh area, says new laws won't reduce gun crime in Philadelphia.
Illegal is illegal. They're not following the rules we have now. What makes anybody believe that they're going to start following these new rules?
Pallone says he has thousands of sportsmen and gun collectors in his district. He says new gun control measures would penalize his law-abiding constituents. Political scientist Terry Madonna from Franklin and Marshall College says Western Pennsylvania Democrats, like Pallone, are key members of the opposition.
Many of these members are in the National Rifle Association. They've been brought up in a hunting and gun culture and are very, very resistant to gun control measures.
The NRA is a powerful force in Harrisburg. With hundreds of thousands of registered members in the state, the group can quickly bring public pressure to bear on lawmakers who run afoul of its goals. NRA lobbyist John Hohenwater says changing the law would infringe on citizens' Second Amendment rights.
You're talking about rationing individual liberties. We do not want to ration individual liberties. I know the press wouldn't want to get down that road, and obviously as gun owners, we don't want to get down that road.
Philadelphia Mayor-elect Michael Nutter says he, too, supports the Second Amendment. But Nutter was elected on a promise to get tough on crime.
But I also believe that it is a civil right not to be shot on the streets of our cities all across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. That's a civil right.
Despite the heated debate over gun control at the state capitol, a vocal majority in the Pennsylvania House and Senate oppose the measures. Pro-gun sentiment runs just that deep in Pennsylvania. The last major push for gun control came 13 years ago and is one item believed to have cost Democrats control of the state house in the 94 election. Phil Goldsmith with gun control group Ceasefire PA says it's time for a new movement capable of competing with the NRA.
You know, it's incumbent upon us now to do a better job of organizing and to be more effective politically. And it's now on our shoulders.
Only then, he says, will there be a real chance to strengthen gun laws in the Commonwealth. For NPR News, I'm Jen Rehill in Harrisburg.